So the first question would be, do you have a mantra or something to get you going when you want to create, but maybe aren't quite in the mood to create?
I have a mantra that's been important to me becoming the person that I am today. And so I'll throw that one at you. And it's hear your truth, see your truth, speak your truth, be your truth. And so what that does for me is it allows me to obviously make space for others during that process, by, you know, first hearing, then, you know, seeing, then speaking, but ultimately you still have to be who you are. And so at a very, difficult time in my life before all of this, I kind of would say that to myself. And so that definitely is still something that pops in the back of my head.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Second question I have here is there an indispensable tool, one indispensable tool in your creator toolbox?
Absolutely. Bear. And it's an app. Cloud storage, and you can use multiple devices, but it, like most things that Apple creates or that are created for Apple, Apple didn't create this app. It's so user-friendly that it just, there's not all these different things you can do with it other than just type, you know? So it doesn't feel overbearing. I can freely create. It allows me, and you would appreciate this, to open up a million tabs, and they're all just super sleek and easy to read, and you can change the color theme. And so it's just a very relaxing space to work in. So definitely.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Kind of a real life, iteration of your web.
Absolutely.
Eyes on the prize. What's the prize?
The prize is to create another extension of what I would call the fantasy community. What I mean by that is Amashiq is a living and breathing place, and I've spent a lot more time there than most people. I want more inhabitants in Amashiq. I can go to Westeros if I want, right? Game of Thrones. And for those of you who may not know, I can go to Westeros whenever I want. I can hop on a forum and I can have any type of discussion with George R. R. Martin's rules and confines and all the things we discussed. The prize is that Amashiq can exist in the world like that for more than just me.
Beautiful. Yeah. You're hitting home runs with these questions. Are going better than I would expect for the second time asking them. These are the harder ones. The last two are kind of time travel questions. Advice you'd give to yourself when you had just started. So you looking back to November when we first spoke or thereabouts, maybe a year before then, but.
That is tough, but I'll use advice that I got recently that really resonated with me and helped me. And that is slow down. The indie community isn't a fast paced community. It is not the direct comic book market. And I think this just translates for anybody, right? Just slow down. You'll be here for longer than you think. It won't be as long as you want, but it'll be longer than you think. So slow down and appreciate the process.
Beautiful. Yeah. Another one, another one out of the park. And for the last one, another time travel question is a question you'd ask your future self. Let's say 3 to 5 years, you can pick. If you want to choose 10, you could choose 10.
A question that I would ask my future self, because that's actually a really good question. And I could go anywhere with that, but as it pertains to any, how did you decide when they die?
Awesome. Jeff, it's a pleasure.